You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Donna Young from Mediumship Uncovered in Outback Australia, Cootamundra. So welcome. Okay, now I've got a lot to cover today. I've also got a caller coming in, so I'm very excited to announce there's so many shows that are coming up. There's one in Parkes on the 30th of May, New South Wales, so I'm so excited about that. Dubbo is on the 27th of June, and I've got Narrabri, two shows on the one day, so afternoon and evening show on the 28th of June. This one's almost booked up. A lot of the tickets have been sold. I've also got Seven Hills at my old spiritual, like my home spiritual church, at Seven Hills on the 24th of July as well. And I've got the most amazing and the largest show I've ever done, and that will be at the Theatre Royal at Hobart in Tasmania on the 1st of August. And this is two shows, so an afternoon show and an evening show. The Theatre Royal is actually, Hobart is actually the oldest theatre in Australia, and it's even got a resident spirit there. So I'm so excited for this. So I know a lot of my spirit club people are coming over to even attend this and be a part of the audience. So I'm so excited and so grateful for all my people who follow me. So, okay, now I've got a few answers for people today as well. But first of all, I have Jaden on the line from Oregon, US. How are you?
I am good.
Hi, Jaden. I hope I said your name right. Is that correct?
Yes, you did say my name right.
Awesome. Welcome. Okay, so how thank you for following me and being a part of my show today. So how I work is I communicate directly with spirit. So I'm going to ask you today if there's someone in particular that you'd really like to hear from.
Yeah, I'd really like to hear from my grandma that passed away about 6.5 months ago now.
Okay, I actually had the grandmother coming through straight away, and I she's talking about where has there been disputes with the family?
Property wise, yes. Her house that we lived in with her, we're going through probate right now, so that's probably what she's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's talking about there's all disputes and legal things as well. A lot of legal interruptions.
She's definitely talking about probate court then. Yeah.
And I feel like things will actually go through quite fast. Okay. She's actually talking about her being around. She's a bit upset that this has had to happen or happened the way that it has. Mm-hmm. She's very lovely, this grandmother, very lovely. And she's talking about where there was issues around her chest. So I don't know if she had an infection of some kind, but she's talking about where there was a lot of health issues with her that had gone on for a long time, and she's talking about where she couldn't communicate in the end. Does that make sense? Or say a proper goodbye?
Yeah, in the end, in the end, I did not get to say goodbye to her.
She says it doesn't.
She did die of lung cancer.
And she's talking about where she couldn't breathe, she couldn't talk anyway. And she's talking about where she's also talking about where she had an infection on top of that, the lung cancer also. But she's saying that it doesn't matter that you didn't make it there, because she would come straight to you, and where you could feel her energy around you as well as soon as she passed. But she loves you dearly. She's talking about where she would tell you that you were her favorite. But she's saying she used to say that to all the kids as well. But she's saying you used to listen to her and make time for her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that makes sense. She loved all her grandkids very much. So.
Yeah. And she's talking about where she loved the kids. She used to have a lot of fun with the children. And she's also talking about where to do with her property really giving everyone a lot of big opportunities, okay? And she's taught. And are you wanting to move as well to a different?
No,
are you wanting to move to a different county?
No, not that. I mean, not that I'm aware of. I mean, if we had to move, we would move. I don't think we're going to have to move.
No, that's okay, because she's talking about an opportunity coming up to do with working in another county. And she's just talking about it. I don't feel like you'll be moving there for good, but you'll be staying there while a project's happening or coming into fruition. And once this project is done, I feel like you'll be able to come back and have all the money and have everything you need to be able to set up for the future and to be able to do everything that you've ever dreamt of. She's talking about having your own business as well. And I just see there's some really big opportunities coming for you over the next 2 years. Okay, so very exciting. And she's around you all the time. She just wants you to know that. She wants you to know that she's okay. And she says there's no pain in passing. She says, so I left my body way before I passed because I couldn't breathe, and she was where she wanted to be. Okay, and is her husband on the other side also?
Yes, her husband is on the other side, both of them actually.
Yeah, because she's saying that he came and got her when she passed. So, and she wanted to see him. She missed him. She was happy to see him. So,
well, that makes me happy she's happy and not in pain anymore.
No pain. There's no pain in passing. You can hear it in my voice where she's showing me the symptoms that she had, but she's talking about where I'm struggling with talking at the end, and they took me out of my body so I could reunite with my husband. And she wants you to know that she's okay. So it was lovely to meet you, Jaden. Keep watching the show. Okay, thank you. Okay, now I've also got a few messages for a few people, and I've actually got a message for Tracy. They're talking about getting a father coming through for you, love, and he's talking about where there's been issues with the brother, and they're talking about time to step away from this situation. He's saying that this has already happened and where you've had to set really firm boundaries, and he's just very, very proud of you for doing this, okay? I'm also going to let you know about my discounts as well. So I have a new website that I've gone on to. It's not my website. It's between many different people, and it's all over the world, and it's called Magic Gift. So it's magikgift.com. And you can get discounts. You can get readings from some of the most amazing light workers all around the world, also mentors and speakers, and you can attend group sessions and classes and workshops, and it has just about everything there. So have a look. It's at Magic, so magikgift.com. You can also book readings with me at mediumdonnayoung.com as well. So either one, you'll find me on there. And you can also join Spirit Club, which is my weekly group on a Monday, where there's a class in the morning and in the evening, and it's where you can learn everything to do with mediumship and everything else spiritual. So I channeled my classes, so everything comes directly from spirit. It's a network of people that they all work together and support each other and look after each other. Like everyone from a lot of people from Spirit Club are going to come all the way to Tasmania to support me. We support each other, we grow together, we learn from each other. It's just so much fun. So if you want to join us, you can connect on Magic Gift or on my website as well. So it's lovely to see you all. I hope everything's fine and dandy in the everywhere in your area around the world, in Washington, D.C., or any other country. It was lovely to see you all today, and I can't wait for next week already. I'll see you all again soon.